Chapter 18. The Milne Ice Shelf is the largest solid ice floe in the Northern Hemisphere. Located above the 82nd parallel on the northernmost coast of Ellesmere Island in the High Arctic, the Milne Ice Shelf is 4 miles wide and reaches thicknesses of over 300 feet. Now, as Rachel climbed into the plexiglass enclosure atop the ice tractor, she was grateful for the extra parka and gloves waiting for her on her seat, as well as the heat pouring out of the tractor's vents. Outside on the ice runway, the F-14's engines roared and the plane began taxiing away. Rachel looked up in alarm. "He's leaving?" Her new host climbed into the tractor, nodding. "Only science personnel and immediate NASA support team members are allowed on site." As the F-14 tore off into the sunless sky, Rachel felt suddenly marooned. "We'll be taking the ice rover from here," the man said. "The administrator is waiting." Rachel gazed out at the silvery path of ice before them and tried to imagine what the hell the administrator of NASA was doing up here. "Hold on," the NASA man shouted, working some levers. With a grinding growl, the machine rotated 90 degrees in place like a treaded army tank. It was now facing the high wall of a snow berm. Rachel looked at the steep incline and felt a ripple of fear. Surely he doesn't intend to... "Rock and roll!" The driver popped the clutch, and the craft accelerated directly toward the slope. Rachel let out a muffled cry and held on. As they hit the incline, the spiked treads tore into the snow, and the contraption began to climb. Rachel was certain they would tip over backward, but the cabin remained surprisingly horizontal as the treads clawed up the slope. When the huge machine heaved up onto the crest of the berm, the driver brought it to a stop and beamed at his white-knuckled passenger. "Try that in an SUV. We took the shock design system from the Mars Pathfinder and popped it on this baby. Worked like a charm." Rachel gave a wan nod. "Neat." Sitting now atop the snow berm, Rachel looked out at the inconceivable view. One more large berm stood before them, and then the undulation stopped abruptly. Beyond, the ice smoothed into a glistening expanse that was inclined ever so slightly. The moonlit sheet of ice stretched out into the distance, where it eventually narrowed and snaked up into the mountains. "That's the Milne Glacier," the driver said, pointing up into the mountains. "Starts up there and flows down into this wide delta that we're sitting on now." The driver gunned the engine again, and Rachel held on as the craft accelerated down the steep face. At the bottom, they clawed across another ice river and rocketed up the next berm. Mounting the crest and quickly skimming down the far side, they slid out onto a smooth sheet of ice and started crunching across the glacier. "How far?" Rachel saw nothing but ice in front of them. "About 2 miles ahead." Rachel thought it seemed far. The wind outside pounded the ice rover in relentless gusts, rattling the plexiglass as if trying to hurl them back toward the sea. "That's the katabatic wind," the driver yelled. "Get used to it." He explained that this area had a permanent offshore gale called the katabatic, Greek for flowing downhill. The relentless wind was apparently the product of heavy, cold air flowing down the glacial face like a raging river downhill. "This is the only place on Earth," the driver added, laughing, "where hell actually freezes over.